B-Pod Studios.
Welcome, everyone.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Can you guess what it is?
I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want you to guess.
Can you guess what it is?
I bet you I can guess what it is.
Okay, what is it?
End of the week.
End of the week.
End of the week.
Already?
Yes!
Way to go, way to go.
Is it Friday already?
Today is Friday.
Oh, thank God, Friday, TGIF.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, ready to put on a show for all these guys.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
I think we're going to present a very good show. I've looked ahead.
Really?
It looks good.
Does it?
First of all, early, 7:15, Jay Farrow, former Saturday Night Live alum, performer.
Nice.
Funny guy, impressionist.
Yes.
He's in town tonight, so he's going to pop in.
That's
we got
great.
That. Scott Zolak popping by, 8:35.
Yep.
And we'll see how Zo feels about the Patriots. And he says, you know, something that he caught my ear, so I want to talk to him about it.
What's that?
Well, I've heard him on the other station he does.
Yep.
Is he on another station?
I know. I just found that out.
Huh.
Okay. I was wondering what he does.
Not very popular.
Yeah. So I think it's somewhere in the hub, you know.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah.
He broadcasts from the hub. But he's saying it's a must-win, game two.
Yes.
Want to see what he says about that.
Mm-hmm.
And 8 o'clock is the first shot at $500 during the even hours all day from 8 a. to 8 p. I'm not going to insult your intelligence because, not yours, the listeners, because you know the even hours.
Right.
8 to 8, $500.
We're going
to give you a keyword. I'd say it's a pretty good show.
Yeah.
We got a morning court today.
That's right.
Man.
Well, good. I'm going to sit back and
other people
enjoy
take
the show.
A slide on Fridays.
Right, not us.
No. Sit back and enjoy. No. You're an active part of the show.
Oh,
you know, I want you to be
right.
active today.
Well, I mean, not that active.
No, not like that.
I mean, you'll be sitting the whole
yes,
time.
Yes, exactly. That's my plan.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay. I would tell you that time my cousin was he was back in the day when I first started radio.
Mm-hmm.
He was a security guard.
Yeah.
And I would say, what a great job. I just sit and I play music and talk. It's the best job ever. He goes, oh yeah, mine's better. I said, why is that? He goes, I just sit and listen to you do that.
Right.
He got me beat.
Yeah. Okay. Good point.
True story. Hey, it's 66 in Boston, a high of 70.
More 80s. More variety. All day. All night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Manic Monday. No. It's a fun Friday? Free for all? Sure. Okay. Hey, coming up, we'll tell you who to listen to for your first shot at $500 at 8 o'clock with the 80s Artist of the Day. Okay, LBF, what's happening? It's 5:58.
All right, it's 65 degrees in Boston. This is brought to you by Dover Rug. COVID booster shots could roll out next week if the FDA gives the green light. An advisory committee is expected to vote today on whether to approve Pfizer's third dose. The company says another shot is needed since vaccine protection drops every 2 months. The last Sears department store is set to shut its doors for good, and the retailer's home state of Illinois will close on November 14th.
I'm going to miss it.
Sears Holdings.
Not that one, but Sears. You know,
Sears?
Yeah.
Why?
It was everything. You had everything you needed.
Yeah.
Automotive.
Well, I love the Sears Christmas catalog.
Yes. It's an end of an era.
It is.
Yeah.
Filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection 3 years ago. Isn't it at the end? Like when you, like someday Amazon won't exist. Like
good.
It just won't.
Good.
You know what I mean?
There'll
like
it's
100 years from now, there'll be something else.
There'll be something else.
So like enjoy it.
The house I grew up in was a Sears house.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
To buy a house at
buy
Sears.
Buy it out of the catalog.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wow.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. Anyway,
missed that.
Scientists say there's a number of steps you should try and hit to reduce your risk of early death. The number is 7,000.
That's better.
Yep. I'm just going to keep waiting until they get down to 1,000.
Yeah, okay.
It found people who walked at least 7,000 steps a day had a 50 to 70% lower risk of premature mortality from any cause. I'm so afraid of dying, but I don't do anything to prevent it. In sports, the Patriots.
Stay in. I mean,
yeah, that's it.
Pretty good.
The Patriots continue to prepare for their week 2 matchup. New England will visit the Jets on Sunday, and the Red Sox begin their final homestand of the season tonight. Boston welcomes Baltimore for the start of a 3-game series. Weather today, considerable cloudiness, occasional rain showers, and a high around 70.
There it is. Okay, Paul and Oates is your 80s artist of the day today. So in 2 hours from right now, we're going to give you a keyword to text in. The number is 45911. Hey, in 15 minutes, somebody is going to win $500. That's not bad, starting at 8.
Wow.
All the notes. Got it? Good.
More 80s, more variety. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Hey, it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Let O'Reilly Auto Parts install new blades on your vehicle while you wait. See better? Drive safer with O'Reilly. LBF, what'd you find that you must share with the audience?
The sweetest little cottage in England. That it literally is like your childhood dream come true, and you can rent it.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
In England?
In England.
Little cottage.
Yep.
Hansel and Gretel's?
No, that ends badly.
Yeah.
Also, not that's so Germany.
Okay, fine. It's grim. Very, very grim. Okay, we'll hear that. Brian, what do you got?
I got some food for you.
No, thanks.
Yeah, you'll appreciate it.
I like it already. I'm going to give you five quick ways to perk up that afternoon slump. You know, you get that 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock slump?
Yeah.
I got five tips that'll get you out of that slump and back in the game.
Okay.
They're good stuff. Okay, let's hear it, LBF.
Okay, it's the sweetest. It's so sweet, it almost tastes like honey.
Okay.
This little cottage. Winnie the Pooh-inspired cottage in East Sussex, England. It's so adorable. It's called a bear B&B.
I like it.
It's an Ashdown Forest, and it's that's the setting for the classic. And it's part of Disney's 95th anniversary celebration. It looks exactly like the tree. So it looks like the tree. Mm-hmm. You open the little arched red door.
Oh, sure.
And you go in, and there are big honey pots and bunk beds. So it sleeps four.
Yeah.
And it's, like, so cute. And it's so, like, there's a little backyard place where you can have tea and honey. And
how many pounds does it take to rent?
Well, it's actually not that bad.
Huh.
Single night stays will set you back $130. I feel like that's not a lot.
That's not a lot at all.
You can be given a tour of the 100-acre wood, and the cottage has yoga mats. Why?
Yeah. You can't touch his toes.
Right. Exactly.
Winnie the.
It's just so cute. It's so cute. If you have the means.
I can't believe it's only $100. That's crazy. Or $130.
Well, that's what it says. I feel like it should be more. I bet you it's.
Great.
It's difficult to rent, but I would do that. I'd wait in line for that.
I wonder how big it is.
It's very small.
Yeah.
It fits a couch, two chairs, a bunch of honey pots, a wood-burning stove, and the way that it's set up is the bed, the double beds, when you walk in, the double bed's right in front of you, and then
where can we see this?
So it's like a studio.
Is this
exactly. Where can you see this? Yeah, I'm so glad you asked, Bob.
Yeah, where can you see it?
We'll put it on the ROR Morning Show Facebook page.
That's adorable.
And you can take a look-see.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's really good. Full circle. Thanks. I like it. Good job. Okay, Brian, what do you have?
I got some good food for you. It kicked off last night. They do this every year, and it's back in full force this year, the Greek Food Festival in Brockton. Basically, just drive down 24, follow your nose.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's
at the
Annunciation Greek Church.
Yum.
It's on Oak Street. And, I mean, the food there is amazing. Mm-hmm. They have performances going on. So, just, you know, pop on over, grab some souvlaki or
spanakopita,
whatever you like. They got it all.
Yeah.
It's a really cool event. So
lamb.
Lamb.
Do you guys call them gyros or gyros?
I never order one because I don't know what to call it.
Euros.
The thing on the stick.
Yes. No.
Euros.
Euros is the wrap. That awesome wrap with the... what's that white sauce?
Tzatziki
sauce.
Greek food is delicious.
That is awesome.
It really is, so.
I love a gyro. You can call it a gyro, whatever. Just whatever it takes. I just have one of those forever. Yes. Right. Now I know where to go.
Starving.
Okay. Hey, if you had a long week and you kind of struggled by the end of the day, here are five tips to perk up your afternoon and cruise into the weekend.
Okay.
Number one, drink water.
Oh.
Dehydration makes us tired. Yeah. Well, where'd you think I was going? Yeah. This is one that's challenged for you, LBF. Go outside.
Okay.
If you're sluggish after lunch, go outside. It makes you feel more alert with that light out there. Take a power nap, but don't overdo it. Keep it short.
That's 20, my problem.
20 to 45 minutes.
20 to 45 minutes times three.
I do 30 and up and at them.
That's not enough.
Talk to someone.
poop.
If you know.
Not you.
Yeah. All right. If you notice you get a little slumpy, call somebody, whatever, or just talking to somebody wakes you up. You'll like this one. The last one, number five. Eat something.
Oh, perfect.
There you go. Foods that are good for the brain, like broccoli, greens, lentils, and eggs.
Come on.
There you have it. Up in Adam, sis. There you go.
Broccoli. Yeah, let me wake up from this nap to go eat broccoli and talk to somebody I can't stand. Okay.
Just stay in bed. It's fine. 619. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 622. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And welcome to your Friday. It's going to be cloudy today. Rain showers and a high about 70. Overcast tonight, 65 for tomorrow. Cloudy later in the day, high of 75 for Sunday. Sunny skies and 74 degrees. Okay?
Okay.
That's nice. We found something that we just find amazing this morning. We thought, you know, that husbands get a bad rep for being clueless.
Yeah. But
we found the most clueless husband in America.
Yep.
He's a likable guy.
He sure is.
Okay, so we present to you the most clueless husband in America, I think. You got it, LBF?
Yep.
The days are past. All we have to do is go fishing in Cabo? What? For real?
Yeah. We leave in like an hour.
Serious?
I swear.
What's the kid? I mean, there's something up here.
Did you read the first line?
There's a date in September.
What would be in September?
There's a date in September. What's in September? There's a date in September. Mm-hmm. Oh, our anniversary.
Wow. The most clueless husband. We should have said his wife gave him a card and said, what, we leave in an hour?
An hour to go to Cabo.
We'll go to Cabo.
And he's like, wow, why, like, you know, I was your wife. Why? She's like, did you read that first line?
We're going fishing? That's right. September.
To see the video, too, is pretty funny because his face, he's literally, like, he's looking, you know, and you look around the room, you're like,
why?
September. What happened? And he's not old.
Mm.
It's like he probably got married last year.
Yeah, right. He's a young guy.
Which is bad. Actually, he definitely got married last year because, you know what, when you're married like 10, 15, 20 years, no one's going to Cabo.
No, that might be. Yeah. A friend of mine, we were at his house years ago, just having my wife and I having, cocktails with him because his wife was in Aruba.
Oh.
And I said, oh, that's great. How long you guys were married? I don't know. I think like 40-something years, something like that. I go, do you know when you got married? Yeah, it's like 70-something.
Oh, he's romantic.
He had no idea. And when the anniversary was, what year he was getting married.
You got some weird friends, Bob.
Yeah, I know. So he went upstairs and he found the wedding cake topper. And it said the date. 1975.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
So he's like, hey, Bob. Save. Hey, just so you know, it was 1975. I don't need to know.
Maybe you should make a note of it.
Yes, right.
You need to know.
Do you know what yesterday was?
Of course I do. Happy anniversary.
That's right. Get them all together.
You got it covered.
That's good. It's tough. Okay. That should be a day.
Yes.
Put
happy,
all together.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it, Homer.
Happy anniversary
like
Valentine Day. Okay, LBF 625. What's coming up? Dirty Laundry.
So I have a question for you.
Mm.
It is having another baby with a different woman when you're dating somebody, like you're a guy,
yeah,
all right,
mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And you get another woman pregnant when you're seeing somebody.
Wait,
does
me?
That mean that you're?
Me? I did
not
it?
You.
Okay,
is that a deal breaker?
Is that a deal breaker?
I'm just gonna ask. Is that bad? Because I have an example of a celebrity who was like, "That's bad, but it's not a deal breaker."
It wasn't. A
it was
deal
not
breaker.
A deal breaker
when he had
impregnated someone else besides her.
Wow.
What are you gonna
not
do?
A deal breaker. I mean, outside of murder, what more, right?
Right.
Okay,
like, yeah.
We'll find out who that is.
Wow. Yeah, that's
that kind
number
of,
two.
Well, that kind of forces you to break
trust.
Up. Yeah,
Lincoln's
okay.
Trust.
All right, we'll find out in 12 minutes, LBF.
Okay.
Okay, Brian, how the roads?
Wow.
Checking your ride, brought to you by Dunkin'. Hey, no, crash. Crash has cleared out 93 southbound at 110.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, 6:39 Friday morning. And not too warm today. 70 is your high. It's already 66. Let's go where it's always warm. The laundry. Dirty laundry, that is, with LBF.
You know, it's particularly dirty today because it involves sports. And this is brought to you by Uno Pizzeria and Grill. So here's the question. You're dating somebody. You're on a break.
Yeah.
And then you find out that when you're on that break, your boyfriend impregnated another person, and now they're going to have a baby.
Yeah.
Is that like, bye, or let's talk?
You were on a break.
They were on a break. They weren't in a good place. I'm going to get to that.
Technicality there.
Yeah, technicality. It's the audible of all audibles.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of audibles, Tom Brady and Gronk were talking on their little, like, what, YouTube video podcasty weird jib-jab thing?
It's like on the Tampa Bay Bucks YouTube channel.
Oh.
They have a show called Tommy and Gronky.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Is it funny, Brian?
I don't know.
They too long.
You know what? I'm gonna play a little clip of it.
All right.
And it's about Tom Brady, who had suggested he wants to keep playing until he's 45. Well, Gronk has a question for him.
Mm-hmm.
He just turned 44, by the way.
Yeah.
And here's what he had to say.
Can Tom Brady play until 50 years old?
Wow. Seems to be a really hot question lately.
You're 44. That's six more years.
I don't find it so difficult. And plus, in the Florida, it's kind of a retiree state. So I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
Wow.
That's a yes from Tom Brady.
Well, what else is he going to say? He's got to say yes.
Yeah, but then he said, you better ask my wife.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, did he?
Yeah.
All right, well, geez.
If you get AARP cards in the mail, you probably should stop your footballing.
I don't know, though. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see him. I feel like
knows?
That TB12 thing is like,
who knows?
We all know the secret. It's just, we won't do it.
No one can do it.
Yeah. It's like, it's yeah, kind of amazing. Like, what? Oh, if I could live forever, I would. If I could do it. And you just
what
won't
are you talking
it.
About?
Yeah.
He eats at Subway.
Oh,
that's
right.
The secret.
Yeah, that's the secret.
Well, that's his commercials, right?
It even says in the commercials, you don't even eat bread. He's like,
he doesn't eat bread, but he's doing Subway.
Oh,
but if I did, it'd be Subway. Okay.
All right. Well, to an extent, Tom Brady was dating Bridget Moynihan, and she got pregnant when he started to date Giselle.
Mm.
So this is a little similar situation. Gabrielle Union has a new book out, and she was dating Dwayne Wade. She's now married to him.
Mm.
Spoiler alert, he is a basketball player. And she, right?
Yeah. Well, it's not really a spoiler alert. Everyone knows that.
Okay.
Go ahead. Spoiler alert.
I just want to let everyone know.
Yeah, spoiler alert. I think you're using that the wrong way. I think just a heads up, in case you don't know.
Anyway, she was dating him. They were dating since 2008. And then in 2013, when they were on a break.
Yep.
Now, that's a long time to date somebody. He got another girl pregnant and now has a son.
Okay.
And she was like, she wrote this book and she said that she was devastated and broken into pieces. The
I'll
thing
bet.
Is, but
Patsy Cline.
You know what?
Yeah.
She was like, I love him. I'm still going to marry him. And they've been married since 2014, and now they have a little girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's great.
She had a tough time getting pregnant, which was like...
So the question is that a deal breaker? That's a good question.
It is
a
good
question. Pre-morning court
right.
case.
Because, like...
If you're on a break and you impregnated somebody, is it a forgivable thing?
Or that, not? That reminder.
She forgave him. Well,
yeah.
For the
and now they have, like,
it.
Blended family.
Yeah.
It's better
it's
that he wasn't
fault.
Cheating on her. They were on a break.
Mm.
so, and you we all find, know.
You want to take an instant ROR listener poll?
Yes.
All right, 888-410-1057. Is it a deal breaker or not?
Okay.
I'm just curious what our listeners would say if they were on a break and he got another woman pregnant. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So there you go. All right.
Is it a deal breaker?
Hard hitting dirty laundries today.
That was really, it was a good report. Had a lot going on.
The head sports, that's why you're interested.
Well, I like the head sports.
I mean, yeah. Like usually,
you know, a little light on, you know, maybe sports knowledge, but you know what? I'm going to put you through.
Thanks.
I'm going to put you through to the next round. Okay,
okay, thanks.
Sound good?
A little light on sports knowledge.
Yeah, but I'm going to put you through anyway. I do expect better.
You done?
You know where that came from.
What's that?
Last night, Carolyn made stuffed bell peppers, Mexican style.
Yeah.
And as I was eating, I was, this is really good. It's got, you know, the black beans and the cauliflower rice, the rice. But you know what? I'm going to put you through next round.
Really?
Yeah. Know
is
what
that
she
what
said?
You said?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Said, you done?
I'm going to put you through that window.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was going to say. Anyway, so she's on to the next round.
Oh, well, good for her.
Yes, it's all good. 6:44. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good Friday morning. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And I always think a lot of our listeners never get a chance to hear morning call to work early. You might not hear it.
Right.
But we got kind of a pre-trial hearing today.
Yep.
You were just doing your dirty laundry about Gabrielle Union?
Gabrielle Union, yep.
And her, are they married? Dwayne Wade,
yep.
The basketball player?
Yep.
Okay, so just the story was, they were on
they
a
were
break,
dating,
right?
2008, and then in 2013 they were on a break, and he impregnated another woman, and then she took him back, and they got married in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of surprising, because one would think that's a deal breaker.
I would think that's a deal breaker.
But is it? That is the question.
So is it a deal breaker if your significant other, if a guy, in this case, impregnated another woman whilst on a break?
Hey.
888-410-1057.
Hey, she says they were in a bad place. And I said, he was in a good place.
I think he was in his happy place. Keith, good morning.
Good morning. I love your question today. Is it a deal breaker?
Is it a deal breaker? It really happened.
It's a total deal breaker, 100%. But I got to throw a little twist into this thing.
Yeah.
What if the roles were reversed? What if she got pregnant?
That's what I said.
What would guys do? What
guys would be done.
If it was me, I would bow out gracefully and just step back.
All right.
Yeah, you were clearly over me.
Yeah.
You were clearly over me. That didn't take long.
Nope. Okay. All right, Keith. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Bye.
He brings up a good point. What if it was reverse? You know he wouldn't be with her. Come on.
Well, I mean.
Pregnant by another
guy? What's worse? It's not worse. It's just
but
equal.
I'm just saying men are worse.
Yes. Yes. And here it is. Today is the day.
Wow. Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
But I think it's true.
Yes.
888-410-1057. Is it a deal breaker if you're on a break and he did that?
And you get someone pregnant.
That's crazy. All right. They were not in a good place.
No. He wasn't.
All right. Here's Michael. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more with Men at Work, Down Under, 6:58. It's September 17th, and it's Friday, so we got that going for us. That's exciting. Plus, we got a lot of cash to give away still today. Your first shot at clock. We'll tell you who to listen to coming up, but right now, LBF's got the latest.
All right, it's 65 degrees in Boston. This is brought to you by Century Bank. COVID booster shots could roll out next week if the FDA gives the green light. An advisory committee is expected to vote today on whether to approve Pfizer's third dose. The company says another shot is needed since vaccine protection drops every 2 months. The state is reporting just under 2,000 new infections for coronavirus in Massachusetts. State officials also reported 16 deaths yesterday, with the total number of deaths now just over 18,000 since the beginning of the pandemic. 4.5 million people are vaccinated in Massachusetts, which is 66% of the population. And the last Sears department store is set to shut its doors for good. In the retailer's home state of Illinois, it'll close on November 14th. Sears Holdings filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection 3 years ago.
Never thought we'd see the day that there were no more Sears.
No.
Used to get my tough skin jeans there back in the day.
Did ya?
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah, all our back school shopping.
Sears Christmas
It had everything.
Yeah, you could get everything. Go get a washing machine, a diamond necklace, it was really kind of great.
Land's End stuff.
Yeah. Why can't we have that anymore?
I don't know.
Everything by refrigerator and some, you know.
I think his first name is Jeff.
Oh,
last name Bezos. Yeah. I mean, I have an Amazon account. Who am I?
Exactly.
Yelling?
You don't have a Sears account.
Right. In sports, the Patriots continue to prepare for their Week 2 matchup. New England will visit the Jets on Sunday, and the Red Sox begin their final homestand of the season tonight. Boston welcomes Baltimore Orioles for the start of the 3-game series. Weather today, cloudy and some showers, a high of 70. And stay tuned. Well, tune in at 8:35 for Football Fridays with Scott Zolak. I'm not interested in the football. I'm interested in how he feels about apple picking.
I bet he's got thoughts on that.
You know what?
Share
what's so great about Scott Zolak?
Yeah.
He has lots of thoughts.
Oh, they're just...
And he's never shy about sharing them.
Oh, he's not. So it'll be good. And plus, we'll ask him about football.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah.
Okay. They're playing the Jets Sunday.
Oh.
He says do or die, must
not
win.
Not the Sharks?
Yeah. There won't be no Sharks. Oh, you're fine. You're safe. Okay, Brian, out with the roads. Okay, Hall & Oates is your 80s artist of the day. Today, they play at 8 o'clock, first time. Every hour, even hour, I should say, throughout the workday.
Nice.
From 8 to 8P. Listen, we'll give you a cue to call. The cue word, rather. The keyword.
Yeah. I like that. How you do that.
What's that?
8 to 8P.
Well, I mean, it kind of
like,
tells...
come on, kids.
I'm not going to tell you.
Right?
I don't question our listeners' intelligence.
Right.
I think they know what the even hours are.
I think they do.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Why are you looking at me like
that? Okay. Don't ask you what they are.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Not on the spot, anyway.
Yeah, isn't that odd?
Okay. Told to be no math.
Yeah.
8 o'clock. Give me a keyword. Text in $500 today.
More 80s. More variety. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, guys. You know, it's been a long ride for us. About half of the pandemic, we haven't had any guests. No one's even allowed to come see us.
I know.
But finally, guests are back, and we couldn't be happier to have Mr. Jay Farrow in the house.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, Poppy. Hello.
He's the youngest Farrow of all the Farrows.
Yes.
I'm the one that's still alive.
Right.
That's right.
So, a lot of them are in sarcophagus.
Right. Yeah, they are, Jay. So what brings you to town, Jay Farrow?
I am going to be at the Wilbur Theater tonight, man. So you got to grab your tickets. I know there's a few left. Couple more left, but you know, every time I come here, man, well, the last time I came here, I'd sold out, so I would like to do that again.
Yeah,
I mean, especially when you have people like John Mulaney selling out 22 straight
this
shows.
Guy was there,
that was it.
Brian,
he's phenomenal. I was just at Madison Square Garden with him. If John Mulaney has a big crowd like that out here in Boston, I know damn well at least 10% of them will come out to my
show. Yes, absolutely. Well, what's he have you don't have?
I mean come on, and then if you want, I can do John Mulaney. If you show up at the Wilbur Theater, maybe you'll get a John Mulaney impression. I'm loving it. Why am I loving it? Because I'm with Olivia Munn. I'm sleeping with a Marvel superhero. Golly, if my mother would have told me that back in the day, I would have said, what? Get out of here. Get totally out of town. I'll never get with a supermodel that's been on the cover of Revlon. Are you kidding me? I'm loving it.
You didn't have to see John Mulaney. You could have just gone see Jay Farrow.
Lord have mercy.
All right, it's tonight. And like I said, a few tickets left to the Wilbur. It's cheap, $35.
Wow.
That's it.
That's awesome.
And yeah, like, come on. So what are you gonna, like, come on. That's a Postmates order.
That's
come
it.
On. What are you doing? That's Grubhub right there, son.
Nice.
That ain't what is that? That's how much a venti latte? That's four venti lattes at Starbucks, and I don't even drink Starbucks, and I know that.
So, Jay, what have you been doing since you left SNL?
I've been doing movies, TV shows, a lot, man.
Rom-com on Netflix.
Did you see it?
I watched a little bit of it.
Just if you guys know, I'm the black guy with the shirt on.
Yes. That is a great way to describe
it. I'm the black guy with the shirt. Now, make no mistake, I was ready, but that wasn't. Look, I got I got it, but I just don't. You know.
You didn't flaunt it.
Didn't
there.
Flaunt nope. it. I wanted to. I was what? Like, come on, man, but that ain't my character. You know. You know, he was making wops. You know.
Okay.
I had to make something. I had to make something else tear up. You know, your eyes. I had to go for the actual tear ducts. He went for the other one.
Okay.
You know what I used? You know, I told the people when I first heard about wop, I was telling people I was like, yo, my grandma got one. And they were like, what? And then I found out what it was. I was like, no, she doesn't. She does not. Because I thought what it meant was wheelchair accessible parking. That's what I thought. And I was like, well, I know she has a big wop. Her wop is huge. And she's got a Cadillac, so you have to have a lot of wop.
Pull in there.
To fit it in the space. Okay.
I think I know what we're going to get here tonight.
No, I mean, but look what I did, though. It's colorful, and you're still in the air.
See about that.
Boy, grandmother.
You used to do great impressions. So
I
was just wondering. I always fascinated by people who have that ability. When did you start? Like, and who were your first impressions?
At six, man. At 6 years old, I had a girlfriend at the time. Shout out to Sarah.
Okay,
you know, Sarah from Chesapeake,
wherever
Virginia.
You are.
Yeah, yeah, man. I remember Sarah too, man. She was different. She stuck out because she had like cowboy boots she would wear.
Mm. Oh.
Like the rest of the girls, they ain't do that. Like,
no.
They had on flats. I was like, you need to get like Sarah. You know,
but what were you, John Wayne at six? I mean,
that is impressed such Sarah? That is such an antique. Quite a good reference.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I love that. Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. So what do you got?
Nah. So she told me at six. She was like, "Oh my God, you're so good at doing yoga." Like I did. It was a yoga off of a ladder.
Oh.
You know, coincidentally, my first impression was a white Jewish dude.
Yeah.
It was Gilbert freaking Godfrey.
That's
man.
Funny. But she inspired.
But
you.
She inspired me. She told me to keep going with it, and now I got over 200, bro, which is wild.
200.
It's so do you do
crazy.
Tracy Morgan?
Of course I do Tracy Morgan. I love Tracy.
The best.
Don't you love Tracy Morgan?
I love Tracy Morgan.
I love him too. I want to get everybody in Boston pregnant. I can afford it.
You sure can.
Walmart paid me $250 million. They paid me $250 million. I can get everybody pregnant.
That's so good.
Wow, that is great.
Nobody's safe.
I love it. You know, this is my kind of show. Jay. I mean, you just got to laugh however long your set is.
Yeah.
Jay Farrow tonight at the Wilbur Theater. Tickets,
thewilbur.com.
Wilbur.com.
I look forward to seeing everybody, man. I'm saying, man, I love Boston.
Oh, thank you. Fun, man.
Thank you so much, y'all.
Jay Farrow at the Wilbur tonight.
Yep.
It's great. Woo. It's the show you need to see.
Oh,
I mean,
so
he's not going to be heavy. It's not going to be political or whatever.
He's just fun.
It's funny.
And funny.
It's crazy.
And gosh,
what energy.
Yeah.
Why Saturday Night Live, you know, just for whatever reason, couldn't find the right spot for him is crazy.
I don't know.
He's too good. He has 200 impressions.
That's incredible. And they're really good.
He doesn't do John Wayne, though.
No, but you might.
Yeah. That's right, Pilgrim.
See? My God.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Jay, for stopping by at 7:21. He did say there were just a few tickets left.
So hurry.
Wilbur.com. Go for it. 7:21 with Journey. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Journey, don't stop believing. Just by the way, it's like 99 days Christmas. And the reason I thought about that is Steve Perry's got a Christmas album this year.
Yes.
I'm all in on that. I'm all in.
Don't stop believing in Santa.
In Santa, right?
Yep.
That's all good stuff. Mm-hmm. Open arms. What would you do with that? Open the presents.
I don't know. Oh, sherry before dinner or after.
Yeah. I like it. It's endless possibilities.
In the eggnog.
That's right. Good. I like it.
What was that, Brian?
In the eggnog. Sherry. Oh, sherry in the eggnog.
Oh, shit. Put some sherry in the eggnog. Yeah. I like it. Okay. Amy's on the phone with us. She's dying to talk to us for Morning Court. This past Labor Day weekend, a couple of weeks ago at this point, one of her husband's best friends did something that shook her.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't wait to find out. Uh-huh.
She needs to talk to us because something happened, and she's not sure whether it should be kept a secret or should she talk to her husband about it. So those are always good cases when someone reaches out for help.
Where there's a lie and yeah. the possibility of a lie.
Maybe two truths, too. Mm-hmm. We don't know. We'll find out from Amy. Morning Court. That's going to be in about 15 minutes from right now. Brian Howe, The Road, 726.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Hey, you emailed us your Morning Court case about something that happened over the Labor Day weekend with your husband's best friend. What was going on?
Oh, my God. I need help. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
So Labor Day weekend, my husband's best friend had a barbecue. You know, typical thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the night, as I was saying bye to everyone, my husband had already started walking to the car. So he was, you know, ahead of me quite a bit. And as I was saying goodbye, his best friend went to kiss me on the cheek. And instead, he ended up going full on makeout mode.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. And like, he took my face in his hands and everything and just full on kissed me right on the lips.
Wow. How romantic.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. Now, had there been some drinky poos, as we say, going on?
Yeah. I mean, he was wasted, but I was just like, oh, my God.
Not that that's an excuse. I'm just wondering if he was, his inhibitions were,
right,
let's say.
Out the door.
Yeah. Loosened.
Yes, I could definitely say yes to that.
Okay. So what'd you do after that?
I tried to collect myself, but I just ended up walking back to the car, very flustered, but I said nothing to my husband.
Oh, you didn't say anything to your husband?
I did not.
Okay.
Right. And I could kind of always like sense that there's something up with him, but now I'm just really not comfortable being around him.
What do you mean something's up? What do you mean to say?
Just kind of like a, I don't know. You know how there's just kind of an energy that you pull from people? Like, he just always kind of gave me this sense of maybe tension.
Plot thickens.
Mm-hmm.
So his inhibitions were very relaxed.
Yeah.
After that, and he just went
and now
it.
You're tense.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
On my end.
Yeah.
Has he contacted you? Have you contacted him? Has there been anything with you guys?
No.
Okay.
I haven't seen him since.
Okay. Right.
Boy, what to do? What to do? But, first of all, the question is, should you tell your husband, right? That's why you're calling?
Yeah. I just don't know. Should I tell my husband or should I just ignore it and just hope it never happens again?
Here's his best friend. And that's, wow. That makes it even more difficult. It wasn't like some stranger. It was somebody he's close to. So.
Yeah. And I don't want to cause, like, I mean, if it was just kind of a, he was drunk and, you know, I don't want to cause any issues, but I also.
You want to nip
just
it, right?
I'm comfortable now. Yeah.
And whether or not he should know is the question. You know, Amy, you've come to the right place because we're going to find out. Well, you know what? First of all, Amy said in her email that her husband works different hours, so, you know, he's not listening.
Okay, good.
So that's safe.
Okay.
And so we'll see whether or not the audience thinks she should do anything about it. Let it ride. You know, maybe talk to the guy or ignore everything. 888-410-1057. Amy, stay tuned. The next 45 minutes will be a lot of calls coming in, I hope, for see if you can make a decision on what to do, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Amy. Stay tuned. 888-410-1057. She's nice. I like Amy. But she is nice.
Everyone does.
Yeah, everybody likes Amy. Wow, you ever been in a situation like that?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Like you're checking them off as you go. Nope.
Wow. No, that was close.
No.
Anyway. All right. Let's light the phones up for Amy. Okay, let's light them up at 888-410-1057. Was it a major crime or was it a...
kiss demeanor.
Yeah, you got it, LBF. Is it just a kiss demeanor?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. See what her husband would think. I don't think he would. Okay, 888-410-1057. Let's light up the phones. Amy's going to be listening for the next 45, so let's see if we can help her out. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's my life. Keep it to yourself. That's what Amy's dealing with right now. Should she keep it to herself at the Labor Day weekend barbecue where her husband's best friend just... he was too lubricated and went in for a full...
He was overserved.
Went in for a big kiss. She hasn't told her husband. She's not sure whether she should let it go or just tell him and let the chips fall. You know?
No, I'll pick them up because I love chips.
You like the chips, right? Go to Laura, advice for Amy, please go. What do you say?
Hi, good morning. It ruined a friendship between a good friend of mine. Her husband kept hitting on me, and it made me extremely uncomfortable that even there were family barbecues or birthdays and holidays, I eventually stopped going over, and I just wound up distancing the friendship because it was just too uncomfortable.
What was he doing? I mean, if you don't mind.
He would try to do the kiss thing, or, you know, you walk by and give you a pinch on the butt.
Whoa! Pinch on the butt?
Whoa, whoa. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Did you ever tell the wife?
He had actually, I never said anything, but I think she kind of knew how he was because it was shortly after I got divorced, he started calling me on the phone. And I'm like, you know, I just got divorced because my ex was cheating on me. Why would you think I would do that with you when your wife is my best friend?
Wow. That guy. Jeez.
That is amazing. Okay.
So
it's definitely going to make it uncomfortable for Amy if her husband wants to hang out with his best friend, and if he's married or he has a girlfriend, whatever. It made me very uncomfortable, so I just parted ways, and I just stopped hanging out with my best friend because of her husband.
Okay. Wow. All right, Laura. Hope you're good these days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, great. Good luck to Amy.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right, let's say hi to Pam. Pam, you have a different take on this than everybody else does at this point.
I do. I just think that this is the only time that it's happened, it sounds like. So it could have been just the alcohol. He had a really good time. You know, he was thankful for a good time. It was fun hanging out. But I would just hang back and see, just ignore it like it didn't happen and see how things go from here. Because if she tells her husband, exactly, I mean, that could ruin a really good friendship. Mm. And just all over nothing. Maybe he won't do it again.
So you're going to give him, that's it. That's one more chance and that's it. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or anything like that. Yeah. But for now, I would just hold back and wait and see what happens.
Wow. Okay.
I have a question, Bob. If that happened with your wife, you found out that your best friend went in and tried to kiss your wife, would you end the friendship?
He'd have some explaining to do. A lot.
Yeah.
It probably would be over.
Yeah. But it's never the same.
It's never the same after. No, because
you know.
He's got ulterior motives.
Right. Who doesn't, though?
Thank you, Pam. Okay. Jennifer, you want the exact opposite of what Pam would say, right? You want her to do?
Yeah, I think that she should absolutely tell her husband, because if the shoe is on the other foot, she would want to know. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, what's to say if his best friend gets drunk and starts talking, oh, I made out with your wife, and the husband didn't know this, Amy's going to be in a little, in the doghouse.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Got to get ahead of it.
Yeah, got to get ahead of this one. Tell the husband. Well, it's not her fault.
No, it's not her fault at all. She's only
guilty
of being wonderful enough to kiss.
Yes.
That's it.
Right. But if she doesn't tell her husband, then her husband, you know, what's her husband going to think?
Right. Why didn't you tell me? All right, Jennifer. Good stuff. Thank you. Have a great weekend. 888-410-1057. We're trying to help Amy out today. Was the best friend's kiss a major crime or LBF? Was it?
Oh, boy.
Was it?
A kiss demeanor.
You tell us. Yeah.
I love it.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to today's player from North Attleboro. It's Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Hey, How are you?
We're good. You're about to hop a train, go to work, right?
I am. Headed into Boston to go to the Lenox Hotel.
Oh, I love the Lenox. I just stayed there.
I know. I think I might have checked you out, actually.
Everybody checked you out.
Thank you. I thought you looked nice, too.
No, I checked you out when I worked at the front desk.
Oh, wow.
I checked you out as well.
Oh, cool.
Isn't she pleasant, though, really, in person?
She really is.
Oh, just
and so. I met her husband and daughter, too. They were lovely.
Oh, aren't they lovely?
Maybe next time you meet my boyfriend, but let's be quiet about it.
All right. Our little secret.
Okay.
All right, Lisa. What do you do when you're not checking out LBM?
She works at the front desk.
I have,
I
actually
family,
do the marketing, but we've all been helping out there at the front desk. So I'm married, and I have a great husband and three awesome kids and a beautiful granddaughter, and... Mm-hmm. I keep really busy.
Would you tell your husband if his best friend tried to make out with you?
I don't know. I was listening to that. That's cool. I guess. I don't know.
It's really it depends on the friend,
situation.
Huh?
Yep. Usually does.
How hot is his friend? No, okay. All right, Lisa. Let's play Super Smart. That is, after all, why you called, I do believe. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. You know how it works. Get all 10 right, you get $1,000. If you're not sure, say pass. And we'll get back to you on the clock if there's time left. Lisa, here we go.
What's 5 plus 9?
14.
Do birds urinate, yes or no?
No.
What is Dr. Fauci's first name?
Anthony.
Who is Garth Brooks married to?
Trisha Yearwood.
In which state did the Hindenburg disaster occur?
Passed.
What's the official state dessert of Massachusetts?
Boston cream pie.
What kind of dog is Ren on the Ren and Stimpy show?
Chihuahua.
What color are the stars on the U.S. national flag?
White.
What does a nephologist study?
Pass.
What letter is the most used in the English language, E, A, or S?
E.
Which state did the Hindenburg disaster occur?
Texas.
Oh, you did awesome.
You got 8 out of 10. It's not Texas, by the way. It's Lakewood, New Jersey.
Lakewood, New Jersey.
Yeah,
you got my in-laws.
God, I had no idea.
You did great, though. 8 out of 10, Lisa.
8 out of 10. That was awesome.
Oh, yes. Good. Awesome.
The other one was, what does a nephologist study? Clouds.
Wow, I was going to say blood. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, all those ologists, they just mix together. You're like, I don't know.
Yeah. So that was it. You only missed those two. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's bragging rights. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Awesome.
Hey, look, you didn't get $1,000 today, Lisa, but you do leave with your dignity, which is nice. And a pair of tickets to see Steely Dan at the Orpheum Theater on November 17th, okay?
Awesome. I love Steely Dan. That's a great prize. Thank you.
I love it.
That's right down the street at the Orpheum, right?
Yeah, it's great. It's November 17th.
Yeah.
Bring your stay at work.
We want to keep her happy because, you know, getting upgraded is nice.
Oh,
boy. Okay.
Check you out. Okay. Hey, Lisa, have a great day. We appreciate you listening. Enjoy Steely Dan. You and your husband will love that. Okay. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
Okay. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you.
You too. Thanks. See you soon.
Very nice. You can tell she's got that front desk demeanor.
Right. People in the hospitality industry, it's an occupational hazard. They're hospitable.
You should be. That's why we're not doing that.
Exactly.
All right. Let's take a look at the roads. Brian, it's 8:13.
Check it right. Brought to you by Allstate.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's 8:28. Morning Court's in session, and it's been a good one today. Amy called us earlier. She was at a Labor Day party at the end of the night. Her husband's BFF, best friend forever, laid a big, fat kiss on Amy. Went so far as to hold her face like he was going in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just don't move.
And don't forget, yeah, Amy has not told her husband. That's why she called. So let's see. What's your take, Kelly? Yeah, Brian?
Yeah, I think she's going to give us a call, too. Amy's on the line.
She's listening.
Yep.
Oh, I can't wait to hear from Amy. But first, she's listening. Kelly, what's your take? What should Amy do?
My take on Amy's situation is it's a very precarious situation, mm-hmm. whereas it is his best friend. She's hesitant because she doesn't want to ruin that relationship for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I completely get that. But at the same time, she entered into, you know, a commitment with her husband when they married to, you know, love and honor and be truthful with one another.
Wow.
So
go
I
to the
think
vows.
That she owes
go back
it
to
the him.
Vows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she's got to, mm-hmm. you know, handle it as gently as possible. And say, you know, she can even be somewhat defensive of him and say, listen, you know, he was really drunk. And I don't think that it was done intentionally, but it happened.
Yeah.
And I want you to know, because if she doesn't tell him and he finds out elsewhere,
yeah,
the stuff's going to hit the fan.
Right. There you go. You go back to the vows, LBF.
You know, yeah, you it's them. Good. It's like the owner's manual.
Yes.
Right. You're like, let me check.
Exactly.
Go to the troubleshooting section.
Exactly. I'm like, what's that light mean?
If this happens, it's probably this. Thank you, Kelly. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
That's why vows are important. These modern day
right, you need just the basic
are,
like
you know, you're the what the apple of my whatever. Right. I want commitment vows.
Right, exactly. Right? You need
thou
a set of rules.
You need instructions.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Lori.
Operating instructions.
What do you have to say, Lori?
Hi. Well, I think that she needs to put an end to this. Confront the man mm-hmm. and let her husband know. Otherwise, she's saying it's okay to treat me like this when it's not.
Right. That's the other thing. Like, I would confront him and be like, you know that, like, first of all, what you did was completely wrong. But if you do this to some stranger, like, you have this, like, feeling that you want to kiss them, and then all of a sudden you grab their face and kiss them, it's not going to turn out well for you. Because, like, I'm being nice because you're my husband's best friend.
Okay. Here's one of the things that I don't think we've talked about enough is that Amy did say that there's always been something. So, you know, let's not forget that.
He's already always had a thing.
Yeah, let's not forget that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
but
it's not a one-off.
Right. Like he's been wanting to do this for a while.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, let's not forget that.
So absolutely. If she doesn't want to be treated like that, she needs to confront them.
Yep.
And definitely the husband needs to know.
Okay.
Because he's going to support her.
Well,
and hopefully he'll support her.
Right, Lori, because if the situation was reversed, if some...
her best friend kissed him.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell her.
Right.
I could ask Dave some questions.
Oh, boy. God,
sorry, Lori, more than you bargained for.
Sorry, Dave.
No worries.
Lori, good advice, though. Exactly. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day.
Have a great weekend. Bye. Okay, Mike, what's your take on Amy's situation?
Yeah, me and my buddies, we go... kind of have this guy rule that we go by that if you can't trust your buddy with your girl or your wife, then they probably weren't a good friend in the first place.
That's right.
Yeah, this happened actually to a friend of mine years ago, same situation, and they had, you know, a long talk, and it's definitely been distance between them since. But same situation. There was drinking involved in everything. Me personally, mm-hmm. I mean, I would have made his teeth click. That's me.
Yeah.
But
you'd be spitting chiclets.
Spitting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chiclets.
Right.
You need to be able to trust your friend with your wife. Otherwise, they ain't your friend. Period.
That's true. So, Mike, you telling Amy to tell her husband? Is that what I think you're saying?
Absolutely. You have to say that stuff. Yeah. I mean, there needs to be openness in our relationship.
I agree with you.
She becomes his best friend when they get together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Tell him, Amy.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be uncomfortableness with her anyways, hanging out with this guy, I would think. I mean, I wouldn't want to be around somebody made out with my wife. Like,
no,
come on now.
No, we're done. Hey, Mike, thanks for listening, man. Okay, Amy is back with us this morning. Amy, you've been listening to all the calls these past 45 minutes. What's your verdict? What do you think you're going to do, if anything?
I think I'm going to muster up my courage and tell him.
Well, you didn't do anything wrong. Okay,
no,
so yeah, so let's keep...
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want to cause any trouble, but I do think, I also don't want him to think I'm keeping it from him, like I was hiding something. So.
No, you just said something I didn't think about, is what if the guy felt bad and you told your husband, then you didn't tell him?
Oh my God, what have you been watching, General Hospital?
Yeah.
Back with an iPad.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, see? Plot thickens. That's a good point. Right? Then you got to come back.
Yeah.
If she explains, I didn't tell you because I don't want to ruin, you know? So maybe you take that preemptive strike.
Right, right. Okay. That's a good idea.
Wow. Amy, this is a great case. Thank you for sharing it with us. Hopefully things all work out for you, for everybody. Okay?
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Amy. We all agree that she should tell him. Are we all in agreement, guys? LBF.
Yes.
Holding out. Brian, what do you say?
Oh, yeah.
She should. She should.
I think so, too.
I know it's going to be complicated.
Case closed. It's going to be complicated.
We can do hard things.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Zolak's standing by.
Great.
We will see what he thinks about our guy, Mac Jones. And, of course, we play the Jets. And I think he believes it's a must-win, LBF. And you got a question, too.
Oh, it's about apple picking. It's hard hitting.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It is.
All right. Zoe's next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here comes the rookie, Mac Jones. Throws it for Aguilar. Turns to the inside. Touchdown, Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
To the far side. The ball up for grabs. Throws down the right side for White. Oh. Dropped it in the basket. Makes the catch along the far sideline.
Remind you of anything?
Well, I think we got Scott Zolak right around the corner if it really comes to that.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Football Friday with Scott Zolak, brought to you by Duncan and by Clinton Savings Bank. CSB will go beyond banking for your new mortgage. Visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. Hey, what's happening, Zoe? Good morning. Thanks for coming by.
These chairs suck.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
You can't, they're nice chairs, but you really can't get comfortable.
They're not Sports Hub chairs. We're not going to.
No, we don't have that.
Sorry about that.
Oh my God.
How you feeling about last Sunday's game, Mac Jones? What's your overall take on that?
Well, I mean, it's been a weird week. It's been a weird week because you blew a game you had.
Yeah.
You know, and Patriots don't do that. Other teams come in here and do that. They shouldn't have lost at home to the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also torn because the quarterback played so well.
Yeah.
So I think there's a sense of happiness that, okay, they finally have a guy. It's been a good 2 years since Tom is gone. This kid surpassed anything I expected him to do.
What did you see that you liked? I mean, you're there.
His feet.
Okay.
He had that weird play at the beginning of the game where Jonnu Smith had a tough block, and he spun around, and it was like a fumble that he threw in the dirt.
Yeah.
And after that, he was perfect.
He was.
When I say perfect, recognizing what's coming at him, stopping things, changing protections, moving his feet. That third down throw late in the game was actually, I think, in the fourth quarter. To Jacoby Myers, when he threw it before he even came out of the break, it was an all-out blitz. They blitzed him probably 40% of the time, and he handled it all.
Right.
He got hit a lot. He got hit too much.
Yeah, he did get hit a lot.
Yeah, but we got to hang on to the ball. They know that.
That's what it was.
I feel bad for Harris because
what does Pacheck say to these guys?
What do you say? I mean, all you can say is, hey, we got to hang on to the ball and have a better sense of urgency.
Two fumbles. Fumbled the game, LBF.
That's what I say.
It was a tough watch there because he drove us all the way down the field.
Is that what you say?
That's what I say.
How many times a day do you say that? Okay, sports terms with LBF. What's getting to second base?
Well, let me think.
What's hitting a walk-off home run?
You hang on because I know
two questions with her.
No, she's going to do a couple with you in a second. So, yeah, hang on to that. She's got a good question for you. Okay, so go ahead. Sunday, they play the Jets.
Yeah.
They have a good quarterback, too,
I'm
right?
I'm excited to see this game, and I'm never excited to see the Jets games because it's usually Ryan Fitzpatrick or Geno Smith or some random veteran just trying to hang on.
Hey, those guys both beat us.
Down there, yeah.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson's pretty damn good.
You like that kid?
I think
Would you have drafted, would you have taken anybody over Mac this year? You got Zach Wilson,
that's
right?
A good question, Bob.
You got Lawrence.
I mean, obviously, everybody would say Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence looks a little stiff to me. Like, too big.
Mm.
Too worried about flipping the hair.
He's got a lot of hair. Too much hair.
I like the guy we got.
Okay. So do I.
Just the way he talks, he's cerebral, his feet. Hey, this is Zach Wilson's a little like Aaron Rodgers. He can make all the throws.
Yeah.
Little guy, but has a strong, strong arm.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a fun game to call.
Tough to pick.
Patriots must win game, though.
I've never
remember being second game of the year.
Yeah.
And say you're in a must win situation, because if you lose two divisional games, you're 0-2. You get the Saints coming next week.
Yeah.
They threw for 5 touchdowns a week before.
Right.
And then the old guy's coming in for Sunday Night Football. We know how that one's going to go.
Yeah.
And then after that, you got the Cowboys in 2 weeks. You're
right. Wow.
Houston's mixed in there, too.
And yeah.
Houston played well week 1.
Okay, so we need this one.
All right. We do.
All right, hold on to your score. Think about that. LBF, you have a question?
I have two questions.
Oh, two-parter.
Kind of
great.
Unrelated.
Football question, or is this like
a
fun question?
It's a fun question.
Fun.
Yeah. All my questions are non-football related. One.
Yeah.
Yay or nay, apple picking?
Nay.
Why?
I knew it.
So I live right next to the Big Apple out in Rentham.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gorgeous place. Awesome apples. There's a couple other farms out there. Adams Farm. It's a pain in the ass. You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's the parking. And it's the people that go, because it's every moron on a weekend because it's decent outside. What are we going to do with the kids? And there's a place in Wellesley. It's awesome. They have the trains out there and all that.
Yeah.
If you got someone rides a barbecue, that's cool. Last thing I want to do is park in a field, bury my car in mud, drag my kid who's going to start bitching by the time. When are we going up that hill? And there's bees around the ones on the floor. You know, they're buzzing. Watch out.
And your dad, you got to carry the apple bag.
Right.
That's
and
it.
And your fall. We go on a hike. We go on a hike on Joe's Rock, and we get in the backside of the apple woods. We pick our own apples.
Oh, pick your own.
That's what they say.
I love going to the barn. I love going to the barn at the Big Apple.
Yeah.
They have them already bagged.
Right.
They're awesome, and there's like 5 different ones you can pick from, and they make the best apple pie. Oh my God, Thanksgiving, go there and get one.
There it is.
Pickles in there.
All right, okay.
You know, the little warm donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Places.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Apple cider.
I love those.
Now you get me hungry.
All right. Yeah, is there another question?
There is a quick other question, because we were talking about it today. Rolling Stone named the number one song.
I know. I'll see them Monday night.
The Rolling Stones?
Yeah, I'm going to a private party.
Oh, flex.
Wow.
That is some flex. Your shirt's on right? You know, like...
So the last three entertainers I've seen at this person that throws the party were Paul McCartney, Elton John, and the Rolling Stones.
Oh, my God.
But
tell Bob
first time
we said
hi. I will.
That Bob, yeah.
Tell Big Bob you said hi.
Yeah, thank you.
It's the first time I saw the Stones, obviously Charlie Watts was still the drummer.
Right. Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting with the passing of Charlie Watts, you know, how that all goes.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't my question, but that was very interesting. My question is, Rolling Stone, the magazine, said the number one song is Respect by Aretha Franklin. Yes or no?
No.
Yeah, that was easy. Okay. Yes. Thanks for coming by, Joe.
And I was in Rolling Stone. They did an article on that.
Did they?
You should look it up. Google it.
I will Google it. Yeah. I know.
Learn something about me every time we do one.
Getting
to know Zoe.
It's the longest first date ever.
Yes, it sure is. I don't have that cell phone. Oh, hang on. Oh, no, you're okay? I'll be right there. I'm sorry I have to end this.
Yeah, don't go. Your next date won't be apple picking.
I'll find you.
All right, so
here's $20 for this.
Zoe, give me a score before you go. Sunday's game. Put you on the spot. 1 o'clock.
33-17 Patriots.
Wow. You're going big.
Gotta get going.
All right, Zoe. Thank you, man. We'll see you next week.
See y'all.
33-17. Zoe is pretty confident.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a lot to me. Anyway.
Never seen him leave that fast.
Yeah. I know. I mentioned a date, and he's like,
That's right. Hey, it's always fun.
I intimidate him. Just
I think
so
you
know.
Do.
Right? He's afraid you were going to grab his face.
No, I wasn't going to grab his face.
No, you're not doing that. Hey, Zolak, Scott Zolak, brought to you by Duncan and, of course, Clinton Savings Bank, CSB. We'll go beyond banking for your new mortgage. 105.7 WROR, 80 and more. Live and Let Die, that, of course, is Paul McCartney. Hey, your 80s artist of the day is Hall & Oates, so we've already given away $500 today. Next chance at 10 o'clock. We'll give you a keyword to text in to 45911. For $500, we'll do it on the even hours all day today, till 8 o'clock tonight, or through 8 o'clock tonight. Hey, if you missed this, this is really funny. We found, I guess it's kind of going viral, this, I would assume, kind of newlywed guy.
Yeah.
Now, his wife wanted to surprise him with a getaway trip.
Yeah.
for their anniversary. Mm-hmm. He had no idea why she wanted to go away. What was the occasion? He totally forgot. All right, check this out. This is actual sound, right?
So she handed him a card and he's reading it.
Here it is.
Your bags are packed, so all we have to do is go fishing in Cabo? What?
For real?
Yeah. We leave in like an hour.
Serious?
I swear.
What's the kid? I mean, there's something up here.
Did you read the first line?
There's a date in September.
What would be in September?
There's a date in September. What's in September?
God.
There's a date in September.
Yeah.
Oh, our anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe him?
Yes, actually, I can.
Like Labor Day.
There's a date in September.
We're leaving in an hour. We're packing our bags, going to Cabo.
There's a date.
Why? What is it?
Wait. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
I think Homer's got a cure for that.
Yep.
Homie, do you know what yesterday was?
Of course I do. Happy anniversary, Shark Week.
Shark Week. That's too good. That's funny stuff. All right.
Anyway.
Yeah, are you going to let him off the hook?
Yeah.
You better, because he's going fishing.
Exactly. And, you know, this is a lifetime.
She was a good sport, though, wasn't she?
Sure, yeah.
She's like, oh, my.
He's new at it.
Very
new. Yeah, she would be used to this if it was like 10 years later.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, it's 8:55 and 66 in Boston.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.